Thank you for calling OMAX Help. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. I am a customer, and I'm getting my my pills from you automatically. And now I'm running low, and I didn't get it yet. So I want to check when you are going to send it.
Okay. Can we start email? Yeah. Your email address, please?
I never gave you my email.
You never gave us your email? Okay. How about your first and last name, please?
Yes. My first name is Aurela. A-R, like Robert, E-L-L-A. Aurela.
Okay, and your last name, please?
Squirrel. S-Q-U-A-R-E-R. I will tell you again. S-Q-U-A-R, like Robert. E-R, like Robert.
Thank you, ma'am. I did locate an account, but it doesn't look like the account has been complete. But you've ordered in the past from us?
Oh, for heaven's sake. We are talking about OMAX 3.
Yes, MT. I'm locating this account for A-R-E-L-L-A, the last name S-Q-U-A-R-E-R.
Yes, and I'm on automatic for the last 7 years.
Okay, does this email make any sense? Your first name dot last name at gmail.com.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, let's see. Okay, yes, I do apologize. I did see that. Let's see if we can get your account to come up a different way for us here. So you're on a subscription, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean automatically. And it should have arrived already.
Okay, yes, we would have to be able to get into your account. Do you know your password, ma'am?
No.
Oh, wow. Can you check that email? Are you able to do that?
Just a moment. I never use it. So I will go to my husband.
Okay, you think it could be in your husband's first and last name?
No, I never gave you the email.
You never gave us the email? Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm so surprised because I'm so many years with you and it's always arrived on time. She's asking about the email.
Who is that?
OMAX. I didn't get my OMAX.
Hello?
Hi. I was trying to look up an account for her, but nothing is coming up for us here. This is an incompleted account, and I understand she has an account she's had for years, she said. Is it in her first and last name, or is it in your first and last name? Do you know, sir?
I think it's Arella Squirrel, A-R-E-L-L-A.
Yeah, and let me go back there and try to put it in. Maybe you'll come, maybe there's two accounts, let's see.
Well, try also David Squirrel. And go by the address.
Okay, let's see if anything comes up for David Square for us.
No, it's not on your I'm so worried now that you don't find it. I'm paying $144.
See, and it says here what I'm seeing, I have an account for, but it's not complete. Let me look one other place for us real quick. And she said, does she...
What do you mean not complete?
Like it doesn't have an address? And there's no orders.
She's been buying it for several years.
Okay, we just updated our system. Let's see if I can get in and look it up another way for us. No problem. And I'm going to do that now. And she said they have already charged her. Is that correct? For the Omax 3?
I don't know.
Okay, let's see. We just updated our system, but let's see if we can get it to come up a different way for us. Okay, I'm looking that up now, and it is spinning for us. Here we go. I think it's coming up this way. Do you want me to talk to you, or you want to put her back on the phone? I would need somebody to verify y'all's address, please.
I'm here.
I found you, ma'am. Could you verify your address, please, ma'am?
15746 Villa Rossi Way, Naples, Florida, 11340.
Okay.
34110.
Thank you. I did locate the account for y'all. In this account, it looks like for the Omax 3, It was some reason your account's closed. It said the order date was February 18th of 2022.
No. Oh, 2022?
But it never came. Somehow the order got canceled.
No, it never. I never called to cancel it. I'm using it and I need it and it's automatic. And I'm paying like $144 because it's automatic. And I didn't receive it.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I see in the notes you called in and spoke to Brittany on March 11th to update your credit card info.
Yes.
And you were supposed to call back when you were ready for a new shipment because this old account here has been canceled.
The only thing I did, I called because the credit card you're using was changed. It was compromised, and they gave me another one. So I called to give it. But she never told me I have to call when I need it because it's automatic every 6 months.
Yes, ma'am. We've updated to a new system, and to be able to get a subscription that's automatic for the Omax 3, you would have to have an email address, and we would have to go in and create you an account. Are you wanting to keep it, get a subscription for the Omax 3? Because in the notes, it says that you were going to call back for a one-time shipment.
No, I never told her something like that. Never told her. I gave her a new number. She never told me I have to call back. So what are we going to do now? I need it.
Okay.
And I'm paying for automatic like $144 for many years.
Okay. So what happened since we updated our system, we have to have an email to be able to do a subscription. So is this email here? Your first name .square@gmail.com. Is that a good email you could check for
what?
Us?
Excuse me, repeat it again.
It's arella.square at gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the one.
Okay. We're going to go in here and create a new account for you that way, and you said you were getting them every six because they canceled the old account.
Not with my permission.
Yes, when the card didn't go through back in February, they canceled the account.
But I gave her the new card number. I called and because I knew they have to send it sometime, so I gave her the new. The moment I got it, I called and I said, this is the new number. The other one was compromised. So I give you the new number because I...
Excuse me, ma'am. What card number do you have?
Okay.
Ending with what?
Okay, let me see exactly. It canceled. It won't let me see it since the card is no longer an active card. It doesn't let me see that anymore. It just says that your wife called on...
Okay,
March.
So you don't have a credit card?
No, sir.
Okay, write down a credit card.
Okay, let me get right. We're going to have to create, we have a new system now. So we're going to have to create a whole new account for to be able to get it monthly. I mean, she said she was getting it, what, every 6 months?
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to have to create an account.
I mean, you cannot retrieve the old from your old system the information?
We can't. No, sir, we can't do that. We have to go with creating, it's a whole new system we have now. I do apologize, but I've got the email address here for us that we just went over. Let me copy it, and I'm creating an account now.
You know, I add other things like OMAX 3, and I canceled them, and I only left OMAX 3, and now I need them. So
okay, but
write
you don't
a
know
new
your
number and make a new account and send
I'm,
it right away.
I'm trying, ma'am, but it says your email address is already associated. So with this new system, we've got to go here and we're going to have to get you logged in to be able to find that account for you, but you don't know the password?
Do I have a password? My husband has it.
For what? Password for what?
For OMAX account.
Oh, for the OMAX. I never needed a password for the OMAX.
I understand. Yes, ma'am, but unfortunately now with the new system, we have
you
to do
want
it with an email.
Of the email? Of
yes,
my
ma'am.
Email?
Yes, ma'am, but okay. To have a subscription, you have to have a password. So what we're going to do, can you check your emails while we're on the phone?
I gave you the email. You have the email.
Yes, ma'am, you're going to have to check your email so I can get into your account on my end.
I don't understand what you're saying. Say it again.
We're going to have to go to her email inbox.
Why do you need her email?
Because with our new system.
Oh, no. Excuse me. Why do you need her email password? That
for
doesn't
her
make
OMAX
sense.
Account, with the way it's, the way our new system.
Oh, yeah.
Up,
it doesn't
I
make
can't.
Sense. You,
okay. Well, that's
you,
how it's
you don't
set up.
Need. You
yes,
don't need
her
email password.
Yes, sir.
If she opens.
No, I need the OMAX account password. Not
she doesn't have an OMAX.
She doesn't have an OMAX password.
She doesn't have
an create one.
Account. She paid it without email in the past.
Okay, but with our new system, we're no longer able to do that. So the only way I can do it without an email would be to create a one-time shipment, and she would have to call back each time she needed more.
I want it to.
I tell you what, send a one-time shipment, and I'll call later. Ma'am? Hello?
Okay, you're...
Okay, so she wants to set up. Then I have to set an account on OMAX.com, is that it?
Yes, sir. You would have to set an account up on OMAX.com. Yes, sir, now. And she was getting, which product was it exactly? The OMAX 3?
Yes.
Which one? The
no,
Pro
7 3? Years I'm with you. And now you're making me so much trouble. I
Man.
Spent thousands and thousands of dollars. And now I don't get my
your card expired, ma'am. When the card expired, you called in March.
The card didn't expire. It was compromised. You don't understand what she's saying. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry. You don't understand what she's saying.
Okay, I understand what she's saying. Her card was compromised. Regardless,
yes.
The card is no longer good.
So she called and gave another card.
No, it says in the note, sir, I do apologize. It says they let you know about the new system and that your wife would call
never
back.
Never told me, never told me about. I was waiting for my boxes to come, and I just didn't understand why they don't come because they are coming automatically every 6 months, and they didn't arrive. That's why I called. I don't know about what you're telling me. Somebody wrote something that she didn't tell me. I know what I'm talking about. If
yes,
I knew I had to do it, I would have done it.
Yes, ma'am. And she said in the notes, it said They advised the customer of the new system. You would call us back when you were ready for a new system.
Never
must have email
me.
Address.
Never told me.
Okay. Oh,
nobody,
I'm sorry.
Please.
That's what the notes say. I'm sorry. How many boxes were you getting at a time, ma'am?
I'm getting 6 boxes for $144, and I want to continue to get the
okay,
same.
Okay, you're not. It's not going to be the same price probably for the one-time shipment. Because we would have to create that account, and you would have to check your email and
oh, maybe I will go to another company and done with it because it's too much troubles and it's not honest and it's not nice. You're telling me I didn't.
Okay, you can, all I can do is read the notes on the account. I do apologize, ma'am.
No, she didn't tell me. She wrote something that I had to do because she didn't tell me, and she wrote it by herself because I never knew because this, my pills are important to me. I told you I canceled 2 others and kept only 1, and I need to have them. So I would have remembered it and do it right away. She never told me. I just gave her a number because that was the day I got the new card. So it was gone only for like 2 days because they call. I have a system that tell me when somebody compromised, immediately I cancel, and they gave me the same company. It's the same company, it's the same card, but different number. So I called for the number, and that was all the trusting that I will get it within a time. And if your system changed, she never told me that.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I do apologize. That's how we do the system now. And you were getting
well, you
the
should
price.
Have wrote to me. She never told me. She wrote something because she probably forgot to tell me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. But since you
don't
were getting.
Don't apologize because okay. You don't mean it. And I just want to arrange another package.
Forget about
yes, ma'am. I cannot do a subscription without you going to your email address, your inbox, and setting that up. We can do it while we're on the phone. But if you get the one-time purchase of 6 boxes, you're not getting the subscription discounted price.
Listen, I can buy it on Amazon for 4 packages of 4 for $109, and I don't have to pay shipment. I get it in 1 day.
Yeah, don't forget about that. 98. Don't buy from them. Don't buy from them.
It's a shame what she's doing. You know, I buy a lot of stuff. Never in my life I had such a problem.
I do apologize. We got a new system. I'd
don't
be glad.
Apologize. Make
okay.
me a favor. You don't apologize. You don't even think to apologize.
Well, ma'am, I'm going
to
keep apologizing. I'm sorry.
And that's upsetting me. If you want to upset me, upset me.
No, ma'am,
so you want me to call Amazon and I will get it within a day. And in June 10, I will get it. Okay? You want me to do that?
Yes. No, don't deal with them. It's not. It's for 4 boxes for 98.
Yeah, but she was on the subscription. She
98
cents
at Amazon.
To be able to do a subscription, okay. To be able to do the subscription, we would have to set your account up, and you would have to give me access.
And then you need, you take shipment also?
No, she, no, they never paid shipment.
You charge for shipment?
No, she doesn't. They don't.
But the one time, I was telling you, you said the one-time purchase fee, and then you would go in and sign up at a later time for the subscription. I believe that's what you said. It's going to be more because with the subscription, you get a
give
discount.
Me the prices of both. Can you give the price of both? Give
okay.
me the price
for 6 boxes of the Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega 3 supplement, it's $199.95.
And then, if you go subscription?
Okay, I can't, let me look and see about that price if you'll let me see it without an account being made.
We'll get it from Amazon.
Yeah, who needs you?
Okay,
Hello?
Okay, yes, Sam.
I will order the same from Amazon for $99 for boxes, and that's it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So you want me to do it for the next time?
No, ma'am. Ma'am. But if you want to get the subscription back, I would have to trade you over to our new product. But you have to have an email address. You would have to be able to check your emails to be able to log in to provide me that information.
Thank you. You lost a customer. 7 years customer. It's so much stupidity that I've never seen in my life.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
We got a new system. Customers now?